So, Pisces, what aspect is going to have the most impact on your day-to-day this coming week? Hands down, it is the square between Neptune and Mercury. We're going to get into that. We're going to cover the astrology and then get into the tarot cards. This is your weekly tarot card reading, Pisces, from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Pisces sun, moon, and rising sign. I create a new Pisces video every single week, and I upload it and debut it on, I think it's Wednesday. Yeah, give me a second. It's Wednesday by 8 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the West Coast. So remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. There's always an extended reading as well that I create for those people who want to go deeper and get more details and continue the message with me. That link is right below this video in the comment section and in the description box, or you can join the Unbound membership and get unlimited access to all the extended readings for the life of your membership, plus all the other membership perks. So consider that. If you want to join me live, I do a daily tarot card reading Monday through Friday on my second YouTube channel. It's called Astrology Motivation, and I'll attach the link above, and I hope you guys will join me there too. What does the astrology mean? What does that mean? Neptune is square to Mercury, and why do you care? Well, Neptune is, of course, is the ruling dignitary of Pisces, and it just so happens to be in Pisces, which would be your first house, right now. So that is clearly a dominating energy. But the square, the aspect to Mercury, which is an inner planet and sort of delivers all the cosmic messages to us, the square is a contentious... It's a challenging aspect. It challenges, it's the two energies almost challenge each other, but the purpose behind it is for growth and development and progress. So Neptune is the understanding of God, of spirituality, of connection to spirituality, of communications we have that are psychic and intuitive in nature. It's a land of dreams. It can be the world of illusions, mysteries, sometimes surprise, happenstance, the conduit through which our past comes back to us and Dharma is delivered to us. So all of those things happen in that 12th house, Pisces, Neptune nebulous. That's sort of what Neptune rules and the energy that Neptune brings. It could also be, Neptune is also fluid. It teaches us motion, fluid motion, fluency with motion, with, like liquid or emotions in general. But it can also represent healing, spiritual healing. It can represent illness. It can represent losing ourselves in fantasies. It can represent addiction and overindulgence in fantasies or behaviors that seek to escape, like escapism. So there's negative aspects too. And then you have a square, which is a challenge to Mercury, which is all about logic and what makes sense and communicating in a way that things make sense. So the challenge this week for you guys is to take all that you are, all that you feel and all that you believe, and to conduct it in a way that actually makes sense. This can actually be a beautiful connection for invention, for creation, inspiring you to think outside the box. So this could be a very productive time in terms of creativity, especially with making things make sense and being able to deliver them in a format that is easily and effectively communicative. These would be challenges, but they'd also be something that leads to a lot of productivity and perhaps many breakthroughs. So it can be a very productive time as well. There, you can have sort of more run-ins with losing yourself, losing your mind in escapism, wanting to escape more, or things not completely gelling or making sense in terms of sensical or rationale. Expect more dreams for you guys during this next week. Just expect more Yes, yeah, more dreams, more communications in more abstract terms, which could also be, as a person for you, more challenging to understand them. Okay, what the fuck was that supposed to mean? You know, it could be that you find people are acting more nebulous to you, you're not really understanding them. They're a little bit more representative and subjective than they normally are. But I really feel like there's something quite amazing that's coming out of your space this week because of that square to Mercury, while you're also sextile to Pluto's, which is dynamic change, which is activating and accentuating faith and spirituality and just knowing and understanding and trusting, while basically there's a square to Mercury with how do I figure out how to talk about this? How do I figure out how to communicate this? And the answer to that question, I think, is going to be quite revolutionary. This is a really intriguing time. Let's see how this goes day to day for you guys, all right? Pisces. This is for the energy. What do you want to tell me about the energy for Pisces this week? Energy for Pisces this week. What is the energy for Pisces this week? Got some future stuff here. And then we have be playful. So this is Gemini energy, keeping on the surface level, not in a shallow way, just in a way of don't get so deep. Don't try to, it's basically telling you guys, don't try to give a meaning to every dream or thought that pops in your head. Let it be, let it flow, and observe it objectively to enjoy it, almost like it's a personal movie running through your head. As long as you don't attribute a meaning to every single one of your dreams, your ideas, or your emotions, if you keep it light and playful and just look at it from an interested perspective, be interested in it, intrigued in it, then it's going to be pretty awesome of a week for you. This could also be a really good time to enjoy friends and friendship and just play. Being happy for somebody else can take you outside of yourself and keep you from getting lost in other people, which is actually very clarifying. And then we have time to collaborate. So definitely working with somebody, keeping it light, keep it light at work, working with friends, making new friends at work. All of those combinations and ones that I'm sure you guys can come up with, leave the comments below. I'd love to know what you come up with. Be playful, time to collaborate, put things together. You could also be collaborating actually with a Gemini who is just fun and lightens up your mood and makes you happier. That could be just like a literal translation of this energy. And then porcupine mind, I feel like you're being in time for a beginner mind. You're being introduced to very new ideas, very new concepts, and it's through conversations with other people. So it's basically saying this is predicated on you being open-minded and not going into every situation, especially not conversations, having already made up your mind based on your emotions. Fuck your emotions. Open your mind and you're going to be awesome this week. I'm dead serious. Like, be open and interested in what other people have to say, and you're going to find the answers to different kinds of challenges or issues that you have been having just by allowing that different perspective in. I think a key word this week for you guys is if you don't take things personally or try to attribute a meaning to every emotion, this will be a very fluent week and a very productive week. Also a week where you could feel very successful and have a lot of fun. In the future, what is this setting up? Give with gratitude and grace and be generous of spirit. You're creating something now that is going to give or be given to, I think, the masses, as well as you taking a leadership role in how to treat people or spotlighting something that we need to take care of or how we need to give or how we need to expand our capabilities of giving. It's something that changes and takes leadership over by doing something that is right, good, kind, and helpful to other people. That I have to dig deeper into. But give with gratitude and grace and be generous of spirit. It's an open-hearted time for you. It's an open-hearted week. I think it's a week of curiosity, and it's a really wonderful week to allow yourself to be social and be interested in something new. I think you'll find that you have exceptionally good conversations now, as long as you personally are more on the listening end than the talking end. It's more about listening this week. If you really want to get the best out of this energy, it's more about listening than speaking and being able to digest it and think, well, let it inspire you. Let the conversations inspire you. You could also be making new friends at work, or have started a new job. I don't think so. I think it's more like, hold on. This is in reverse. Surrender now. So it's in reverse. This is a sense of holding back or not giving over. What I see this as is don't jump to conclusions, and this isn't a great time for you to travel. It's better for you to sort of just expand or broaden within your neighborhood. The Gemini energy is upright. The Sagittarius energy is in reverse. Sagittarius talks about long distance travel. It's not a good week for you to do that. It is a good week for you to get out and go to local bars, hang out at the library. Like, if you can walk there or drive there in, we'll say, an hour or under, then get yourself there and go out and be social in a local community, because you're building community right now. That's what this looks like. You're building community, and through this building of community, you're finding a way to combine your purpose with other people. This has got nothing to do with that long range reach or reaching out and extending yourself out beyond your borders. So it's not a great time to travel. There's, if you have travel plans, Pisces, there's no bad luck in it, but you're not going to get as much in terms of using this energy to build your community or expand your ideas if you're traveling, especially to some place with totally foreign concepts. Will that inspire you? I'm sure that it will. I'm sure that you'll get great photographs and everything too. But it's really through the unique conversations that you have with people, and even doing something, maybe doing community work in a community garden, being like hands-on, helping, volunteering. This is a great week to do that, because I don't know why. There's connections to be made. There's community to be built. This is how you will grow and expand yourself the most in this energy. Make your dreams real is here. This is spider energy. It's scorpionic energy. It's awakening to how you want to build things, or beginning to build things, or weave a web, connectivity, connecting people. Turn knowledge into wisdom. Suddenly you understand maybe where the control was coming from, or that somebody was manipulating you. This would be a good week, because suddenly it's like the moonlight shines on the spider web. So now you can kind of see the weavings and the interweavings and the details, which also involves Gemini energy. You're seeing the details of a strategy or the way things were built. This doesn't have to do necessarily with manipulation. You could just be realizing why something was weak, why something went wrong, because it was in the details. And now you can finally see those details so you don't get caught up in them, or you can help others, lead the way for others to not get caught up in them too. This is really interesting. Be at home once. I mean, like, what did I tell you? This is just a reiteration of, it's not a great time to travel foreign. This is a great time to stay close to home, but also friends, because this is Gemini energy, Cancer, Gemini energy. Stay close to home and hang out with your friends, chill with your friends. Love will be all around you, close to home. Now, if your home is in a foreign country, then ultimately, I don't know. You could take it in many different ways. You could say, okay, now it's time for me to get out and about in my community and start building a home out of what is around me. You'll find yourself very open and receptive to conversations with people, and people are open and receptive to you. Love is all around means it's a great time to flirt. It's a great time to date. It is not a great time to take anything seriously. It's a great time to play and have fun and set your boundaries based on, listen, if I know I can only go this far before taking it too seriously and losing myself, then I'm not going to let it go past that. I'm going to keep it fun. I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to keep it happy, and I'm going to keep it healthy by not allowing myself to push too far or let things go overboard. Because I'm telling you this right now, if you guys watched my weekly forecast, if you push or let your boundaries run over, or somebody run over your boundaries this week, that is just a fucking collapse. Like, too many people are being called out this coming week for basically pushing too hard, or not respecting other people's boundaries, or not respecting their own. So the secret to happiness, somehow, ironically, because yeah, you guys tend to have boundary setting issues, it seems like that's not the case for you this week. Something becomes very evident to you about why I have to set boundaries, or where the boundaries are, or where the tricky steps are and what to avoid. This is very good. It's almost like you're starting to see the sort of infrared laser beams, and you know exactly where to step. This is really lovely energy. I like it for you. Hold on. Very clear Aquarius energy, also about community building, combining with people. It's coming right here on the philanthropy card, which is turkey spirit. Turkeys are about philanthropy. They're a totem that speaks to good people, kind people, charitable people, and philanthropy. So give with gratitude and grace. I feel like you're getting involved in some community projects or activities, building out friendships, building out connections, building out network in just a peaceful, fun way. It's not needy. It's not desperate. It's expansive, it's playful, it's sweet, but it's also altruistic. You could very well be organizing something this week. I gotta tell you, it could have a higher meaning or reach further than just your community, but it could be representing a community that you belong to that has something to do with your physical, geographical community, but it could be a community that you belong to and that you have a lot of passion for. And this is a time to, like, yeah, get everything balanced and be that balance and that glue, or that means to which people can find a happy medium, or you're finding a happy medium or a way to help people connect with each other, listen to each other, and find a compromise. This is Libra energy. You have Aquarius energy, Libra energy, and Gemini energy. So for a water sign, the water sign of all water signs, the water of the water signs, you're very air-based this week, and that has to do with that square to Mercury and just conscious mind, figuring things out, objectivity, intellect, but most importantly, communication. And I think that's where you're really going to thrive, about communicating, being able to really connect and inspire people, because you have this leadership, dude. You have this Leo energy to really inspire people to get together and find positive solutions for things, healthy solutions for things. Libra energy is all about beauty. It could be about romance, could be about love, could be about glamour. I think it could be about partnership, long-term partnership. You could meet somebody, if that's what you're looking for right now. Listen to the sirens. You could meet somebody through doing these activities. But the thing is this, you're not setting out, I need love. No, you need to help. You need to do things. You need to be encouraged. You need to be involved. And it's just so amazing at what starts to come into you. It's very lighthearted. It's not heavy. It's so, like, kind of like, free. It's free. It's almost liberated way of connecting with people. I fucking love this for you. To be really honest with you, this is exciting energy for you. Yeah, because it's just so liberated from kind of the heaviness that usually comes with Piscean energy. Prosperity is here. there is a positive shift in your flow of divine support, and that could come through partnership or community partnership, friendship, friends helping you figure out solutions to things, or helping you figure out, I don't know, how to make shit work. There's a positive shift in your flow of divine support. I'll take that any day. But it's because you're creating it. Your mind is so clear right now that I just feel like you're almost liberated by this new way of interacting with people that is not empathic and feeling emotions and absorbing other people's emotions. That square to Mercury gives you just enough distance to be actually really happy and in a very healthy place this week. So let's see where it leads. Click the link below and we'll go to the extended reading. I love you guys and have a wonderful week.